It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10am on K-Rock 955.
Traveling, and it might have been a while for you, but there might be touristy things that you come across and they might scare you, you know, and you think, no, I don't really want to do that. Yeah. And then people around you will be like, now come on, you never know when you're going to be back here again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, true.
I was telling you a story about this, I think it was last week.
Yeah.
I remember going to the Swiss Alps, yeah. Right? And we got up to the top of this mountain. We rode a little train. There was a guy riding the train. He had a cat on the train.
Yes.
And then there were the cows with the bells. Great, beautiful. Go up this mountain. Then everyone's like, everyone get into the cable car. And I saw what the cable car travels on, which is like some sticks with some flimsy wires, and it just up and then down and then up and then down all the way up the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Not interested. So everyone was like, come on, and they were gearing me up. Did not go on the cable car.
Sure.
Right? And that turned out to be fine. Everyone was fine and they all had a great time.
Yeah, but you barely mentioned it since, so it's not like it's something that just kind of...
No, I'm glad with my decision.
You moved on it with your life. It's not like you keep bringing it up every couple of months.
I'm literally glad with my decision. And because I don't feel like you need to go and see everything the world has to offer because it scares the absolute bejesus out of you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This tourist on Friday was in beautiful China in the Chinese city of Longjing, right? Mm-hmm. They've got a resort built into the, I think it's the Paiyan Mountains there.
Right.
So they've got a resort built there, and then they've got one of those glass bridges that seem to be the in trend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in China, trying to get tourists over, they're like, let's go with the glass bridges. This is great.
Sure.
Right? One of the most famous ones, the Grand Canyon. You can like walk out to the Grand Canyon on a big glass bridge. Have you heard of that one before States?
So it is in the States. So I thought we were still in China. I was like,
No. I'm just giving you another example.
Have they done like their own version of
No.
Well? It's just like not quite as good.
No, that's that kind of vibe though. Glass bridges. Everyone loves them.
Sure.
Right? So this is what happened. 330 feet high bridge. On this bridge, a guy was there having a lovely walk. Beautiful. Bit windy. Though, right?
Yeah.
90 mile per hour winds.
Oh, right. That sounds like a lot. I don't know miles.
I don't know miles either, like but it's like, doubling a bit, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, lots of wind. He's like, I'm still going out there. They say it's fine. There's no sign up. Says it's not safe.
Yeah, right.
He's in basically the middle of the bridge.
Yeah.
The glass panels fly out.
What?
Yeah. Some of the glass panels just fall out.
Because of the wind?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to show you a photo of him, right? He's on one of the glass panels that hasn't flown out 330 metres into the air. He's holding on for dear life.
Sorry, just so everybody can say, so the actual handrails aren't glass, they're made of metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's big individual like panels of glass that make up the bridge themselves.
Yeah, square after square after square.
I'm looking at a picture of gap, 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 tile with him on it, gap, tile, tile, tile. Gap, gap, gap. So literally he is in the middle of this bridge standing on a panel of glass whilst the others fall away the side of him. Oh my God.
Exactly, right? He's fine. This story's gone viral because someone put the vision up on Twitter, right? But he crawled to safety, hanging on to the edge of that steel frame.
The handrail,
The handrail, hanging on, crawling on the little steel side bits.
Yeah, like crab walk along the handrail.
Right, like a James Bond bloody flink.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just trying to, you know, do that. He was stuck on the bridge. He crawled to safety, firefighters, police, and forestry and tourism workers.
Okay.
They've rocked up.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we can help. Nah, you just take a seat.
With our lanyard.
Yeah. Right.
When he gets off, we'll book him a little tour. we'll put him on a tour.
They guided him to safety.
Yeah.
Right? Basically, all they could do was just say, keep going. You might die, but you might not.
Oh, man.
Right? Yeah. My body feels just like yours. Just horrible.
I've gone to jelly.
It says here, the man was later taken to hospital where he has been receiving psychological counselling following the ordeal.
Yeah.
No.
Tom and Loggie.
K-Rock 955.
Here's another article that you read and you go, oh my God, what have I done with my life? I'm wasting my life.
No, why?
Well, usually there are, and this is not me, this is not you specifically.
Me specifically?
A little bit you specifically.
Okay, right. What have I done or not
you know,
done?
You know those articles are like, here's what you need to earn so that you can retire without having to eat dog food and be on the pension and stuff, yeah? This is one.
I hope it'll all end before that.
This is one about dating and when you're married and whatnot, right? So yeah. A study by dating website eHarmony. Were you on eHarmony before you did the? They've got the. When you look at the ads, they've got some very attractive people on eHarmony.
Yeah, and they're all matched up because you like walking the dog. I like walking the dog. Yeah. It's love.
They must all be attractive people. Mm. Good work, eHarmony. They've surveyed more than 2,000 Australians to find out exactly what age they want to meet their life partner, get married and have kids.
All right.
Right. So apparently, I'm just going to hit you with the numbers, right?
Yeah.
On average, Australians want to meet their life partner at 31.
Yes.
Get married at 33.
Okay.
And have kids at 34.
Right. So missed all that.
So what did you turn the other week? 44?
Okay, 45. Calm down, mate. I got asked for ID the other week.
Oh, they were just being polite.
ID. No, they were
they
not.
Were being polite.
No, they were not.
They were covering their asses.
They were not. Just he actually exclaimed with an exclamation point in his voice. What? And I'm like, yeah, I'm 36 years of age.
And then he was like, could I have your phone number?
No.
And then he got your phone number from their system at work anyway, and he's been messaging ever since, hasn't he?
The nerve of you.
The numbers suggest Aussies see their 20s as a time for adventure and flings, leaving such serious matters as engagement, buying a property and walking down the aisle till the next decade. Fair. That's kind of how I handled my... Actually, no, I was in serious relationships for most of my 20s, but I was having fun.
You act like you were a big, you know, man about town, but you were like in love lockdown the whole time.
Nah, once I got to my late 20s, I...
Just roared on the streets. Catch him if you can.
No.
He's got his silky Lionel Richie Bonds boxer shorts and he's taking them around town.
Yeah, and they say, hello, is it D you're looking for?
No, they don't. You've been waiting to roll that.
Yeah, I know. 45% of people believe marriage is less important than it was for previous generations.
Mm.
Apparently millennials are also in less of a hurry to have kids. Average, they say they want to start a family by the age of 37. That's when we had Indy. I was 37.
Really?
Yeah, so nailed that one. Good work, mate.
Oh, go you.
They also think 36 is the ideal age to marry. I reckon I was 35.
Yeah.
3 years later than the average suggestion of 33. Well, hang on. Oh, millennials is a younger
youth. No, we're millennials.
Okay.
We are millennials, which sounds great.
Yeah. So on average, Australians want to enter their first serious relationship at 27. Here's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Go a serious one early on.
Yeah.
Try it. Have a dip.
Yeah.
Because that'll set you up with plenty of emotional baggage for you to then carry through.
Oh, you're so right.
Into your 30s.
Yes.
And that will give you someone to compare every partner and prospective partner against as the years go on.
And then you push them away.
Yeah.
Push them away. And then one comes close and hangs on.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's all right. We're going to get through it. Yes.
Yeah. And then it's just two desperate, desperate people who don't want to die alone, clinging to each other in this awful world.
Wow. Thanks for really pepping us up on a Monday morning, mate.
Dried up.
Speak for yourself.
Tom and Loggie. K-Rock. 955.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
Now, Jono, last week you promised that you would have organised a prize for the winner of the best and fairest.
It's in progress.
Oh, you're working on it. Okay.
Yeah. As long as you're working on it.
I'm working on it.
We believe
it. The amount of hours I'm putting into it.
Just making calls.
Just struggling at the moment to nail something. But anyway, that's okay. To care, yes. See, I should have just been honest.
No.
I haven't done anything yet, but by the end of the year, I've still got... you know, 20, I don't know, what have we got, 15 weeks?
15 weeks, yeah, 15 rounds or whatever.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, so
let's go.
So Vest and Ferris works like this. You take the Cats players and you give them 3 2s and 1s.
Yep.
If they deserve them.
Then some weeks they deserve them. This was hard. Okay. This was really hard.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we start off with one. The big Tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
The presence.
Is that the first time he's polled this year?
It's the first time the Hawk has got some votes this year.
There
good
you
on
go.
Him. Good yep. on him. Good on the big fella. He could have easily got two, but he just didn't. You've had to keep one or two more.
Mm.
So you'll see my theme throughout these votes.
Okay.
Being good.
Yeah, you got to be good to get a vote.
Yeah.
You know that. Gary Rowan, 2 votes, right. 5 goals.
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. Brilliant in his performance up forward for the Catters, but 3 votes.
Hang on, drum roll.
What?
Jeremy Cameron, 6 goals. The key forwards for the Cats. They dominate the votes.
Yeah.
Because they dominated the game.
Was it 15 between them?
So you can have 30 in the midfield. Mm. You can have your 25 and 14 contested possessions, 8 tackles. Mm. But at the end of the day, you got to hit the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's got to be
And these
goals.
Boys really hit the scoreboard.
And that's the first
What time. A combination, all though. How good.
Mm. All three of them, they're the first votes that all three of them are polled.
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep.
What a round.
Yep. There are some unlucky guys and... Even the skipper, he just keeps chipping away, Joel. Look out for Joel. He's still leading.
Yes.
With Mitch Duncan, who's come back in and was unlucky again not to get votes. It's hard. When they win that way, it's hard to fit 3 guys in, but some are unlucky.
We know the guys listen to this.
Yep.
So, you know, just keep on trying is what we will say.
Yep. Keep trying, boys.
It's all right. Yep. You'll get on there eventually.
Usually we'd say be better, but a 10-goal win over Richmond can't get much better.
No, it can't.
Tom and Loggy. K-Rock 955.
Tilly from Big Brother should have left it to the professionals. Mm-hmm. She saw on TikTok a beauty hack.
TikTok.
On yes. My mistake. On TikTok, beauty hack.
Yeah.
And it was acupuncture for your face. She has done that to herself, scarred up
with
her
thumbtacks. That's the TikTok part of it. That's how it becomes
maybe
the TikTok. Yeah, because she's thumbtacks. She's gone
maybe.
Straight into her cheekbones.
Maybe that's what it was. But look, it was a DIY project that was not good. Scarred her whole face, put her in hospital, should have left it to the professionals.
Mm, that's right. In fact, I believe the way it worked was she did take a packet of thumbtacks and then she's got one of those fans, the rotating pedestal fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right?
And she's got a friend to just, like, drop the thumbtacks right in front of it while it's on full bore strength.
Oh, okay, right.
And so the wind's just picked it up and just shot them all into her face.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, don't do that. Otherwise you'll end up like Tilly.
Exactly.
With an infection.
Well, so we're asking.
Possibly no eyes.
When should you have left that to the professionals? We've got Marley in Charlemont. Marley, what happened to you?
So I thought I would let one of my friends that was aspiring to be a hairdresser do my hair.
Oh, no.
We thought it'd be a great idea to bleach it and go blonde.
Oh,
mind you, I have the darkest of hair naturally.
Sure.
And they put it on, they left it on, and I ended up having all of my hair snap off, fried. I had to shave my head bald and I burnt my scalp.
Oh, my God. What age were you when this happened?
17.
Yeah.
And so you've never done that again, I imagine.
Oh, no, I've always gone to professionals from now on.
Oh, my God.
Tom and Loggy, K-Rock.